New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
The ZM Podcast Network.
Fleshborn and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Thanks to McCafe. Great things are brewing, one cup at a time.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
Turn my microphone on. I think that's a great start to a podcast, as if you turn your microphone on.
God, he's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, that's how I knew to turn the microphone on. But I turned it off and then I forgot to turn it back on, and it's a great start.
He's professional.
It scares me that I'm learning how to do radio from you two sometimes.
Yeah.
It scares me. What kind of broadcaster am I becoming?
Yeah, a bad one.
A bad one. Yeah. Oh.
Terrible.
Terrible.
You know, at the weekend we had netball. August is playing
Netty.
Yeah. What position, babe?
She played attack in the first half and then in the second half played Santa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Santa?
She said she really likes Santa, but she likes attack because you get to score the goals.
Yeah.
And that feels good.
No glory in defence, she said.
No, there's not.
And I said, there is glory in defence, love. Like, if you jump and intercept a ball, God, you look good doing it.
Yeah.
But you've got to stack your height in your defence, don't you?
Yeah. Is she not tall enough to be a...
I don't know. No, she's about the same
height as all the other kids.
There was one kid
that
was way taller on the other team, and that kid's mother was the coach, and that coach was also a silver fern.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, I know. No, that's cheating.
I know, not fair, not
no,
fair.
No, that shouldn't be allowed.
Wait a second, though.
Wait a second,
because Indy plays hockey.
Yes,
and
her coach is a black stick.
Oh, so
which
that's
is fair,
okay.
Because that's
fair.
My kid's team.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's fair when it's your kid's team.
That's correct.
Yeah, right.
But
that's
when correct. It's when you're up against them, it's not fair.
Okay. Yeah, Anna Harrison. Silver Fern and NZMME wrestler.
Well, she's got an NZME.
She's got a WWE wrestler.
She's got a WWE.
A merit.
NNMNZM.
And NCEA.
Member of the New
three.
Zealand Order of Merit.
Oh, well, that's posh, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Do you think that if you have a professional coach, that you should start maybe like with like a negative couple of points?
Oh, you got to score more points.
Like a handicap.
As long as it's...
Yeah, like a handicap. Or like, you know, like racing, they like stagger the start.
Yes, but not if it's my daughter's team with the professional coach.
Okay. So again, if it's good, yeah,
so
right.
Rule,
if it's good
one
for
rule
me,
for everyone else.
Yeah, I think that's how this works.
Right.
I think that's how this works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Well, did they win though?
Or who?
With the professional coach.
The professional coach team won.
Oh,
yeah, of course, because they've got a professional coach.
I think they had a shoe sponsorship too. I mean, I don't want to cast suspicions.
What, like 10-year-old, 9-year-old?
Yeah, well, it's great.
Essex.
It's a smaller shoe.
They're all in the Essex.
They're all in mini Essex.
So I'm just reading more here about Anna Harrison. Silver Fern 128.
Yeah.
She was a triple code New Zealand representative. She represented netball, beach volleyball, and indoor volleyball at a national level. Goodness me.
Well, you don't want your daughter joining the volleyball team because she's probably the coach of the opposition school as well in that.
That's true. Maybe we need to send her to that school for volleyball.
Yeah.
To get her down there. She was the instigator of the maneuver called the Harrison Hoist, which was where one player lifted another player to grab the ball that was going to go over them.
No, that's a lineup.
Like a rugby lineout. Yeah.
Grab them by the shorts.
Grab them by the shorts and lift them right up.
Good Lord.
So anyway.
Yeah, right. You've got to be really careful what knickers you're wearing when you play netball, because I played netball at primary school and intermediate and high school.
White ones. You wore white ones.
Very windy. Very, very windy in New Plymouth.
Oh. With your skirts flapping.
And your skirts up.
Wasn't there anything flapping, was it?
No.
Goodness me. Yeah, I like those ones that were like an all-in-one, like a short that was part of the top. I don't know how they got into them. I assume they went in from the shoulders.
Yeah, from the shoulders.
Yeah, we did.
You've put on
a leotard recently. You know what it's like. Step in from the shoulders.
Step in from the shoulders. It's a wild way to put on a...
I can imagine playing sports in a leotard like that.
Well, it's better than everybody seeing your vagina.
Yeah, you don't want your vagina out.
You don't want your vagina on show, do you?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a fagina.
Oh, absolutely not. But you might not want everyone to see it at that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to put in a little bit of prep and presentation before I show everybody my fagina.
Yeah, I always make sure that mine's had a good looking over.
Yeah.
Fagina.
Better living, everybody.